One of the famous cases of Aveir Lishma is with Yael, when she went ahead and she lived with Sisera. Even though she was a married woman, she got him to fall asleep and then she killed him. Here we see, with Aveir Lishma, it's a discussion whether, we know by Esther, when Esther lived with Achashverosh, the Gemara says in Megillah, Kasher Avadati, Avadati, she wasn't able to, even though what she did was mutter, and perhaps a mitzvah, but she was ushered to a husband, Mordechai, afterwards. So that's the whole discussion by Sisera, by Yael, was she ushered to her husband. So the Meshech Chochmah seems, yes, what's the difference? It's similar to the case of Yael and Sisera. The Cheshek Shlomo makes a difference. Is no, he thinks she was mutter. It could have kept him calling her Yael Aisha Schaver, that you mentioned she's the wife of. So what's the distinction? He makes the distinction that by Yael, the Bias Nus, the Bias she did, that was the Hatzolah. When, since that was the act of Atzolah, so therefore she's an Esther to her husband. But by Esther, that was only like 10 steps before. She went in to go set up the plan, so therefore that's what it says. So we see Yael was rewarded for Aveir Lishma. Yet we find another case of Aveir Lishma with Penina and Chana. Penina was rebuking Chana. She had good intentions. She had a good cheshbon. Yet, nevertheless, she got punished. And her children died out. So the question is, what's the difference? How come, like, came the Aveir Lishma of Yael and Sisera, Yael got rewarded, but the Aveir Lishma of Penina and Anna, Penina gets punished. So the difference could be is the famous Rambam. It makes a distinction between mitzvahs chukim and mitzvahs sichlis. The mitzvahs chukim you do mutza ani. What could I do? I want to do the sin. So what could I do? God in heaven told me not to. There should be kaksi v'Hashem. However, when it comes to the mishpatim, the mitzvah sichlis, you do because it's the right thing to do. You have to become a person who's not capable. You should be visiting the sick or doing the mitzvahs in order because you want to help the other person. As they explained, that was the difference between the Zayim mitzvahs b'nei Noach. Zayim mitzvah b'nei Noach, Esav, Amon, Moav, Yishmael, they could accept it because there's this behavior regulation that you could feel whether you want to murder someone, as long as you don't, that's all we care about. When it came to the Shai Elizabeth, when it came to Har Sinai, they rejected it because it says, well, Sirta, what do you mean, what's it? They already accepted the Sitzak and the Shavah mitzvah b'nei Noach, but Sitzak by Har Sinai was much more as a transformation. It's not enough not to steal. You got to be a person who's not capable of stealing. It's not enough to not murder. You have to be a person who can't murder. So there's a fundamental difference between mitzvahs by Adam wa makom and makaveh. When it comes to Adam wa makom, so Regila Rayas, Aishas is, so Yol was Hussein Shamayim, she could get rewarded. But if you're dealing with Adam makaveh, Penina and Chana, so then that's not the mahalo. You can't be mitzar someone for your own and have your own cheshbonas. That's not acceptable. So therefore, we see by Aveir Lishma, you get rewarded if it's b'nadam or makam. If you're mitzar someone, that could be also the pshat that we see that when Yaakov came in for the brachas, and then they have. And then Esav came, so it says he gave a charada gadola Yitzchak. And it says because he caused a charada gadola, I said, cause, right, because Esav, when Esav came, we see that Esav screamed out as Acha Gadola, and years later we paid the consequences. Mordechai, by the Purim story, had to scream as Acha Gadola. So, even though it was an Avera with Shema, but nevertheless, when you have a firm in the Gia, when you're getting you a Mitzar or someone else, and you got a little bit Shema because it was Esav, but you can't, when it comes to Avera with Shema, when it comes to Adam Chavero, that can't be the Mahal to Mitzar or someone else. But rather, when Makom, by Yael and Sisra, we find it was appropriate and she got rewarded, and that's the so that we do Avera with Shema. Whenever you do a little Avera with Shema, there's much more leniencies in Adam Makom. But if you're going to be Mitzar or someone else, we don't permit it even by an Avera Lishma.